Welcome back to JR Morning on a Monday as we get ready for those Detroit Pistons tonight in Cleveland, Game 4, NBC, 8 p.m. Now, if it feels like you're paying more every time you fill up, well, you're not imagining it. Gas prices across Michigan have jumped about 20 cents in just the past week, pushing us among the highest in the country. That's according to the American Automobile Association. With global tensions and seasonal fuel changes and supply concerns all in play, drivers are feeling the squeeze at the pump and wondering what comes next. Joining us now to break it all down, from what's driving the spike to whether any relief is in sight, is Richard Burr. He is Metro Editor at the Detroit News. Richard, it's good to have you on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's start with what drivers are feeling right now. Gas prices in Michigan jumping about 20 cents in just a week. What's driving that sudden spike?
So we've got a couple of things going on. The price spike that really hit about a little bit more than a week ago was a combination of fears about tightening supplies in the Strait of Hormuz, which drove the price of oil up temporarily. And then we've been having refinery issues in the Midwest. So it's not unusual for refineries to do maintenance in the spring. But then there was an issue with the biggest refinery in the Midwest, and it went down for about 4 or 5 days. And that supply shock helped to accentuate the problem, especially for Midwest drivers and Michigan drivers.
Hey, Richard, Jason Rowe. You know, we hear a lot of analysis about how long it would take to get the flow of oil coming out of the Strait of Hormuz if we, you know, were to be able to secure it. You know, I've argued in some of my conversations with people that markets don't necessarily respond to supply, but what the long-term prospects are. How long do you think it's going to take if we are able to open up the Strait of Hormuz and get a stabilized military situation in Iran for oil prices to come down and, more importantly, gas prices to come down?
Well, I wish I was in that field, because then I could make a lot more money. But from what I read from the experts, oil markets respond in real time to real time events. So you could see the price of oil for future contracts start to go down fairly quickly if experts, you know, discern that, you know, there's an actual deal, that shipments are stabilizing, and that would tend to drive the price of oil down. As far as when we would see it at the pump, it's hard to say. It could be a week or two. But it all depends, because sometimes gas prices are kind of sticky going on the way down, meaning some gas station owners don't want to shock people if, like, a tentative agreement goes sideways, and then they have to start increasing prices again. So sometimes they're very cautious, which is why prices over the last week have been inching down like a 1 cent or two each day of the week, as gasoline demand has been going down and the price of oil has stabilized around $95 per barrel.
Richard, let's bring it local. Where are drivers in Michigan feeling it the most? And is there still anywhere here that we can find some relief?
I can tell people that if they really want to find out the best place to get current gas prices and try to buy at the best price, your best bet is to go to GasBuddy.com. It's a Dallas-based tracking firm, and they keep track of all the prices they pay people to report in gas prices. So, like this morning, they're reporting that, like, if you wanted to get the cheapest gas, they're saying there's an Amoco station in Allen Park that's selling gas for $4.14 a gallon, and that's what they have, at least as the lowest price here in the Metro Detroit area. You'll tend to find the higher prices tend to be outstate, moreover in western Michigan or northern Michigan. Sometimes it's the further you are away you are from a source or of a refinery or whatnot,
Yeah.
and then the transportation costs go up.
Richard, my understanding is that the U.S. produces 80% of the oil that we use in this country. If that's in fact the case, why are we experiencing such a huge spike in gas prices if we don't rely on the Gulf for our oil like other parts of the world do?
Well, prices are a global phenomenon, and so that has part of an impact on it. The other thing that comes into play here lately is the refining capacity. I don't think people understand. We've been fairly stable as far as refinery capacity. For 40 years, there was a very small refinery built and opened in Texas 4 years ago. But before that, the last major refinery that was opened was in Louisiana in 1977. And so what you've had is because of the environmental concerns and because there's usually opposition to the building of any new refinery, and it could be years to a decade or more before a new refinery would even come online, because of all the hoops you have to jump through. What you're finding is that refineries try to increase their capacity, but because the capacity is so tight, if you have a couple of them go down, then that affects the supply. So, for instance, there was a fire and explosion at a refinery in Louisiana last Friday, and that's part of why Gas Buddy said you got to watch out. Prices might start going up here in the next few days. Because there was kind of a shock to the refinery system.
Richard Burr, Metro Editor of the Detroit News. We appreciate you coming on and giving your insight this morning. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And as we were talking a little earlier, Jason, about the meeting with the president and Xi Jinping, I'm sure gas or, oil will be part of that discussion as well because China gets a lot of their oil through the straits.
Well, and this again, 2.5 months ago was one of the areas that we squeezed them a little bit between what we did in Venezuela and what we were doing with Iran. They were buying a lot of this sanctioned oil for below market prices. And so they were getting, in effect, subsidized oil into the country.
Yeah.
And we took that away from them. But because of this thing dragging on the way it is, we lost that momentary advantage.
Also, I'm sure on the minds of the president and Xi Jinping, this BYD, being allowed into the United States and allowing them, if they were to come into the United States, I mean, it's going to lower consumer prices, but potentially hollow out the American auto industry. And the question is, can the president balance his what he calls 12 out of 10 relationship with Xi against this America First manufacturing base?
It's a disastrous policy to allow BYD into the United States market.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk more about that next hour. Also, next hour, we will speak with Jamie Edmonds. She'll be checking in, talking about episode 2 of her podcast. Also, the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee will join us. And also, we'll talk about those Pistons who play game 4 tonight in Cleveland. Can we get a win in Cleveland and bring it back here and wrap it all up? Also, that big water main break that's affecting northern Oakland County. Give you the latest on that as well as JR Morning continues on a Monday, 760 WJR.